Hello, world. My name is Anglo, and with me I have Nike, and this is TYH.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Yeah, so how have you been, Nike? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I think we'll just kind of put that to the side.
Yeah, you know, all things considered, I'm doing all right. And, yeah, it's been a long year since our last episode. It hasn't. Wait a second, I'm looking at my calendar, and I think it's just been a few days.
Yeah, we released December 11th. We're recording the 17th. I don't know when I'm going to release this, because I have to edit it, but it's only been 6 days.
We're on a roll.
We are on a roll. I mean, hey, like, I expect to have a more regular uploading schedule because I have more free time. So that's something you guys could be hopeful about in this sea of uncertainty.
You know, we'll always do our best here.
Yeah, so...
Shall we jump right into the comments?
Or do you want to do a topic first, or just go to...
No, I want to go straight into the comments.
Okay, then we could do some discussions afterwards. So, I guess I'll start...
Big return.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments discussing our return, starting with Borzoi. Biggest news all day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This was December 11th for all of you people following along at home. So if you know what happened, we were back in action.
And then Kent says, George Floyd had a better work ethic than these youngins.
Now, George Floyd hasn't worked a day in his life in many years.
Yes, he's been
for us it was only one.
Yeah. Hey, I was doing so. You'll see, Kent. You will see. The absence will be redeemed.
Absolute.
And then Imperial Fisting Guy says, when we need him the most, they returned.
That's right.
With a response by Paraglider of Peace, Sky King 1488. In 4 years, this will be a legitimate cabinet position. It will be Pete Buttigieg. I'm pretty sure he's referring to Imperial Fisting.
The guy's username. Yeah.
Hey, that is a very astute like prediction. I think that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny, as an aside, Pete Buttigieg, isn't his family from, is it Malta?
Yeah, he's Maltese.
Maltese. I said he was Gibraltar in a side conversation I had with Nike. I was totally wrong. He's not from Gibraltar. But he's from one of those Mediterranean little island things. That explains his very, very odd name. Because they speak a Semitic language there. So,
Maltese. Yeah, it's unique. It's unique part of
unique
Europe.
New York. Unique New York.
You know you need unique New York.
And then we have Bobby Zwiskar.
And he goes, woo!
Hey, I'm glad you're excited.
Happy.
Then we got Juice Cleanse. It's my favorite annual, previously semi-annual podcast on TRS. Hey.
Guess what, buddy? It's now previously annual, previously semi-annual.
Currently more regular. No commitment made yet. But we'll see. Then we have Slur Machine. Talking about some nostalgia for us Zillennials. I remember MSN Messenger, LimeWire, Pigzo custom websites, Ebombs World, Funny Junk, despite some shock and gore stuff coming up one way or another, even though it's not as easy to access today. The type of things that get promoted / encouraged / discussed online today are a lot more insidious and subtle, and more harmful in the long run. Yeah, well, there's actual, like, narratives.
I think there's a case to be made for that, but honestly, like, there's something soul-destroying about...
That era of the internet was very soul-destroying. I hated it.
Yeah.
I was so stoked when they started talking about Internet 2.0 and, like, social media. I'm like, I want to get away from this, like, weird era of the internet. I was very aware of it when it was happening. Like, this is kind of a weird era. This, like, lawless, oh, this website is just a random gore website, and I don't know.
We were able to operate with more freedom of speech, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's something that I was on the wrong side of history. I'm sorry. I was rooting for the wrong guy. Now obviously I'm like, man, I wish we had the old internet, but at that time I'm like, this has got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Tam saying that we are the not so young whites, with Zimmerman basically agreeing with him, saying the not young whites.
Wow, that's such a new joke I never heard before.
Yeah, I've never heard it. You actually
you should tell it again in case I forget.
If you listen to the podcast, I don't call it the young whites anymore. I call it TYH. We're probably the youngest people on the network, but still. I'm just like,
we still are, probably.
We still are the young white. I mean, might as well embrace it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we're older. Older than we used to be. Every day.
Chinkwigger still calls his shit the Young Turks.
Yeah, he's not even
that nigga young. Old as fuck.
Dude, that guy
He's at the point in his career where he's literally just grifting off of his supporters in his constitutionally impossible bid for president.
I haven't been watching anything like about that.
Just in doing research on the current election cycle, found out that he's running, but he legally cannot become president because he's not a natural born citizen.
So he's an actual Turk citizen.
Yeah, he was a Turkish citizen who became an American citizen. But that's not enough to become president. You have to be naturally born as a citizen.
Yeah.
And he's still collecting campaign donations despite that. Many states have told him straight up, like, it is against our laws to even include you on the ballot. And he's been wasting time, like, trying to file lawsuits for ballot access. And it's just not going to happen. He's just stealing people's money.
Well, he's Turkish. Come on. This is what
I know.
On the corner of the street with a cup. Yeah, give me a bisschen Bargeld.
Uro. you deserve every dollar you lose to this guy. If you are the type of person to give money to a Turk, then you deserve it. You deserve to lose your money.
Were you ever into the Young Turks? Ever?
Fuck no, are you shitting me, nigga?
Not like 10 years ago when you were like 12 doing...
I've always hated Turks.
You know what? That's smart. And there's a reason why you've hated Turks since you were probably an infant. It's an ancestral thing, and I'm proud of... Well, I'm not proud of... You know what I mean. I'm glad that you have... you were able to recognize at a very young age the problem.
That these are our racial enemies.
Yeah,
and how much history bears that out?
I don't think I was ever
been true time and time again.
Ever a Young Turks fan, but I was like, oh, I'm smart. I'm into politics. I watch the Young Turks here and there. It kind of sucks, but I don't know.
I've always liked Russia Today. There is a time when
I remember it was too, even when I was
it was included like in my cable package.
Oh wow, you had it that you're that deep. I wasn't that deep.
Yeah, no, I mean, as soon as, like, we got, like, the new era of cable, it included Russia Today, and that was, like, oh, I'm gonna watch this alternative news source, and then I found, like, they have a lot of good content that you wouldn't find elsewhere, and so that became, like, yeah, I'm hip on things, I watched Russia Today. That was my, like, you know, teenage, like, interest that, you know, all these other normal fags just watching their shitty news where I get some cool shit. I've got 4chan and Russia Today to tell me the news.
Yeah, I used to watch some things from Russia Today, but I think it was mostly YouTube clips of quips from various people. Didn't they have, what is that, Adam versus the Man? Is that on Russia Today, or am I tripping?
Adam versus the Man.
Kokesh or something like the.
Oh, I bet Kokesh. I bet Kokesh has done Russia Today stuff.
Yeah, Adam Kokesh. Is he still doing anything?
Weed. He's still smoking weed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Being a Jew, pretty sure he's still doing that.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, so in 2011, he had a that's when Adam versus the Man came out, licensed by RT America. the weird Russia libertarian nexus that no one ever talks about.
Well, that's the thing. RT was like the best source for libertarian perspectives back in the day.
Yep, I remember that.
They have a really interesting like old left like position, and also like, but we also support libertarianism in America. Like basically anything that's like counter the mainstream, they will feature that perspective in their programming for the English speaking world. And that's the coolest kind of shit. I mean, I don't really care what libertarians have to say anymore, but like back in the day, that was like novel.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue on these comments here.
Zoomer man, this is the bombshell we needed to win. Agreed.
Let's go.
Mostly peaceful paraglider. Finally, some good news. Bullschmidt struggler against Zoghand says Tony was the one keeping TYH down. Hey, I remain silent on the drama.
No drama posted here.
Avid noticer said, for the woman question, especially for you young guys, their opinions don't really matter. Just don't fail the shit test and let them pressure you into changing your behaviors / preferences.
Wise words.
Wise words of an avid noticer. You are an observer and a noticer. And we got two comments in a row from Little Warrior. Good to hear that TYH are ThinkPad enjoyers. What distro do you use? What do you use, Nikkei?
I have not been on that Linux grind in a while, but when I did, I used I liked Linux Mint.
Yeah, I've been
Now I'm on the tail end of a device on Windows 8.
You're on Windows 8 right now?
It's either 8 or 10. Hold on.
Probably 10. I don't think it's 8.
It's... I wish it was 8. Remember the good old days in 8?
8 kind of sucked, didn't it? 7 was okay. But
I liked 7 and 8, and then once 10 came out, I'm like, we're really fucking doing this, aren't we?
Well, I've been a full-time Linux user for the past year and a half, which is probably why we haven't uploaded, because I've been spending that whole time figuring out how to set up...
Installing?
Yeah, compiling the kernel and stuff. And not even just that, like figuring out all the jack and ALSA audio situation. Oh, nightmare. Actually, no. I use Linux Mint at the moment, and it's pretty solid and stable because it doesn't have the rolling release thing with like Arch Linux, but I've messed around with Arch Linux and all that stuff. But for my purposes, I just like Linux Mint, just stable, you know. Apt Pack Manager is something I learned. That's what I learned Linux on, I learned Linux through, whatever. That's what I do. And then Little Warrior again says, when you're a kid chopping down yew trees in Edgeville, you don't have to think as much as when you learn Python. Kids don't really like learning skills when they can goof off. Too bad those Brit cucks ruined that game and will never get it back. Losing your childhood is just part of becoming an older white.
Sad but true.
Yeah, I think when I was talking about Python, I'm not talking about little kids learning Python, but I was giving an example of adults who are basically learning a skill. Like, to become a master World of Warcraft player or a StarCraft player, that's like a skill that you have to constantly work on. But they could have been doing something else. They could have been reading a big-ass book. They could have been doing something else, but they've been doing the StarCraft. Like, what kind of shit is that? Homie? My nigga? Alright, sorry. Zoomerman again. Funnily enough, I hear the roadside Indian stalls by females are much more hygienic, but doesn't taste as good. There must really be something special they put when they wipe their bread on their armpits.
Oh!
Dude, they got a stench like no other, and must be the secret sauce. And he continues, how do people not die living in absolute horrid conditions? Because the ones who don't make it are already dead.
That's definitely true.
That is a fact of life. And then he also comments on Turks in Germany. Holy shit, I remember getting approached by Turks for pity money when I was in Germany for a brief period of time. Yes, they will do that. But you shouldn't give them any pity. I think you should know that by now.
And yeah.
You want to read some of them?
Mm-hmm. Energy War says, Wish there was more Venezuela versus Guyana Gundent. And Zimmermans tells him, I literally only heard about the conflict here. And she says, same, I saw a bit on poll, actually. There are a shitload of Venezuelan refugees where I'm at, and I don't want to see any more, lol. While Venezuela wins them, they'll have a little bit more Lebensraum. In their western half of the country. You know, once they get done annexing it, there's no way Guyana's going to pull through. I mean, America can't even give them shit. All of our money is going to Ukraine and to Israel. We can't do three at one time, especially when you're... Yeah, I need more bullets. I need more bullets.
Yeah.
That's like a Zelensky sending, like, you know, video messages to Biden. Energy Wars also says, I did solar van life for a year before bailing on Zog, and it's bad out there, but there is so much room for decay. People aren't even ambushing yuppie vans yet, and police are only mildly trepidatious rousting sites. They're totally cocked on it, but they don't explicitly fear for their lives yet in most places.
I thought it was a fear fucker, because of the cane.
You need to type better, my friend. You gotta get that Mavis beacon.
Vodhash Toska says, our good old friend Vodhash Toska, I can't believe TYH is back. I'm gonna listen the heck out of this tomorrow.
Yeah, two of our oldest fans here, our best fans, some of my favorite, Vodhash Toska, and also White Presenting Sicilian. I miss you, bro. I hope you're doing well. And he says, just don't be an android poor fag and you'll get the finest bitches. It's a win-win.
That's
I don't have
I'm
to
saying.
Worry about that anymore, man. You gotta get your bitch on an Android. If she's using Apple,
gotta get your bitch on a jitterbug.
You dating at the retirement home these days, buddy? you're going for those cougars, huh?
Cougars, maybe a little older.
The gilfs.
The gelfs. The
the Gelflings.
Norman NC says, great show, awful embedded player.
Nah, it still works.
Yeah, like Lime Maid Enjoyer said, that's an old player, man, a classic. And I said, we may be young, but we like to keep it old school.
Yeah, if you don't like it, just download it. Use VLC.
Yeah, listen. That's all I need is a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Lime Maid Enjoyer again. I was just about to sit down to eat lunch when you guys started talking about India and Indian people. I had to wait about half an hour until I didn't feel ill enough where I would throw up my food.
Sorry.
Well.
Arminius Rex, 1933, says, how many years until the next episode? Well, it's a fraction.
Yeah.
So you don't have to wait. We're back. We're here.
And Vodhash Toska replies to that, I hope it won't take another year. I'm going to be hanging in the bathroom. And I said, please don't. Vodhash Toska, you're my favorite Hungarian.
He really is.
And just me saying, we are going to try to do a more regular upload schedule. Kane says, you knew it was coming, Nike. Bid pill us on auction chatting. I'm talking about high bids, antique furniture, good prices, etc. Is paying $171 for a fancy Hitler book the play? Is it the flex? Kanye says yes.
Kane says yes.
Okay. I've been watching too much of the Kanye videos of him just... It looks like he's in some like normal person's house, and there's just a bunch of people around him, and he's just talking about Hitler and Jesus and him.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how he gets in those situations.
Good for him. He could be doing worse.
Yeah. I like how he has, like, he's been doing this, like, almost like this, like, Bundeswehr, like, t-shirt he's been wearing with, like, the red, but it's, like, I don't know what's going on, but he's doing, like, a little nod to the German military, kind of, I've seen a few times in some of his dress choices. And then we have Vodhash Toska again.
Well, he wants me to talk a little bit about post-retail. You need to abscond from the noose of retail for your home goods. there is so much, like, nice shit that you can get for yourself without going broke. And it's all out there on auction websites. And I'm not talking about eBay. You can find stuff on eBay, but that's... You're competing against too many people on eBay. You're competing against the whole world. What you need to do is you need to find a auction website that is more obscure and will feature things just sold locally. Things that you can't get shipped to you, that they only have local pickup. That way you're only competing against other people who, A, know about the website, B, are close enough to pick it up, and C, are even interested in the thing you're bidding on in the first place. And between those three factors, you've got yourself a very small pool of competition for things that you need. And you wind up getting and finding, like, sweet deals on anything you could think of that will be an improvement to your life, that you will save so much money by doing this compared to going to Amazon or to any box store and buying retail. You know, he's talking about flexing on poor fags by overpaying for things, which, you know, not everybody's in a position to do. I'm here to tell you about auctions because I think that it's a good way for, you know, middle-class people to not be stuck in squalor buying shit from China.
Oh yeah.
When we can be buying, like, the high-quality furniture and home goods of yesteryear that dead boomers are selling, their relatives are selling after their passing, because they don't want to do anything but get cash for it. And, like, the high quality stuff that they own that will never break, that looks nice, you can have for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, that new China stuff that looks nice at first glance, but when you actually sit down on it, like, that's so
cheap as fuck.
Now. It's so common now, and people are shelling out so much money for
thousands of dollars for new furniture that sucks.
Yeah.
When you could be paying tens of dollars for antique furniture that's unbreakable. I mean, just going down to the very wood used to make this furniture, so much higher quality than the cheap, you know, particle board that they use today.
Yeah, my parents bought a set that replaced our older, less fashionable dining room, like, table and stuff. And I guess it looks nicer according to the contemporary standards of what a house should look like, but, like, the quality is so shit compared to what we had before. The chairs are barely surviving, and they're like a year old. It's unbelievable. It's back in my day. Yeah.
I did all of my Christmas shopping through auctions this year, and I was able to get nice gifts for family and friends.
Well, you should be a freegan. You know,
way below retail.
Do you remember freegans?
No, what's that?
Freeganism? Those are people, they get their sustenance, they get their food by scouring trash cans. And it's like it's free. Freeganism. It's like
I mean, that's kind of gross, though, and I don't want to have to do that.
Well, some hipsters do it, or they did, like, 10 years ago.
Well, you can do that if you want, but I don't want to live like that, right?
No, no one does. But hipsters want to live like that, even though their parents, like, are bankers.
Right. I'm not telling you need to, like, cut down on quality. Actually, quite the opposite. You could improve quality and spend less by using auction sites. Now, I didn't... some gifts that I bought were secondhand, but a lot of what I got are items that were returned to Amazon. People who, you know, made a purchase, didn't want it, sent it back. Those get sold in bulk to other, like, just consumers or businesses that will resell them. They pay by the pound. They don't know what they're getting. So they just get a box of returns, put it up for sale, see what they can get. And it could be literally anything. And it's usually all brand new. So, you know, it's better than any sale price you'll get on these items. And they're brand new. There's really no reason not to. So there's my little hot tip. I might talk more about auction and bidding strategies at another time, but there's your little introduction to the bid chad lifestyle.
Well, moving from...
There's your bid pill.
From bidding just to general Christmas present recommendations, you could just give your grandpa a USB stick with Arch Linux on it so he could, you know, not be a cuck.
No, don't do that.
All right, so now we're going back to Von Hashtaska, I think. Yes. I remember the first time I went to an actual Indian restaurant. My mates were casually telling me how the Indians use a lot of spice to drown out the taste of rotten meat. Hashtag never again. That wow discussion takes me back. I tried the game on when the friend I used to play RuneScape with jumped ship. It was on a custom private server, so I didn't pay a penny. But everything felt like busy work, where you have to grind for ages. I stopped playing MMOs after that. Yep. If you're grinding too much on a game, you should be grinding something else. Or have a girl grind on you, like it's 2007 at a high school dance. Millennial high school dance.
Hell yeah, who remember?
And then Paraglider of Peace, again, says, young whites, more like old-ass, dusty, sagging ball-having whites, geriatric whites, senile whites, fossilized whites, erectile dysfunctional whites, ancient whites. Hey, okay. Also, typical Jew Anglo caring about cell phone brands, fucking Jew. Hey, I didn't say I cared about the cell phone brands. I'm saying that broads do. Okay? Don't call me a Jew. Just say that. I met you in Ohio, Nikkei. You're cool AF. I was wearing the tropical shirt. I like your stickers, man. We were at the soy fields, but thankfully, we were totally unaffected by the Jewish poison plant, soy. Edelweiss.
Yeah, it was good meeting you, buddy.
Edelweiss says Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and possibly Bolivia are the only countries in the entirety of the Americas which oppose the Zog World Order being aligned with Russia and Iran.
True.
And the same person again, Edelweiss. During the ancient world, the term Indian was applied to everyone east of the Indus River. That's why America was known as the West Indies and East Asia was known as the East Indies. As in the Dutch East Indies versus the Dutch West Indies, etc. And this is, I'll have you do this one, Nikkei. I've been reading a lot.
Yes. Agostino Rovegno.
Rovegno.
Thank you, Nikkei, for correctly pointing out that Cristoforo Colombo was Genovese.
I think I pointed that out. I'm the one that pointed it out.
I'm sure you also know that Genova has been a good friend to Elas for a long time. My ancestor was one of the 700 Genovese soldiers who fought to defend Constantinople in the siege of 1453. In overall command of the land forces was a Genovese nobleman and condottiero from Chios named Giovanni Giustiniani, or John Justinian. He died a few days after the fall of the city from wounds sustained in the fighting, but the Venetians spread rumors that he fled from cowardice. Fucking Venetians, almost as bad as Turks.
Ooh.
Wow. The rivalry lives on, the Ghibelline and the Guelph. At it again in the year of our Lord, 2023. Yeah. One struggle against the canal rats, I said in reply. I love the Venetian people today. Maybe not historically,
I love their snares,
but...
too.
The snares. The Venetian snares are so fucking good, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's not absolute trash.
Hey! You just don't have an ear.
I have two of them. I think you listen to both tell that Venetian's straight up
harsh noise inspired stuff, but he has more stuff that you might like.
More like shart noise.
Hey, some art school students will like shart noise. They'll probably buy that shit up.
And do heroin too, won't they?
Yeah. I like how
Yeah, not a fan of Venetian snares. Definitely mid.
He's just a greasy Canadian.
He's Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, even worse.
He's from, where's the frozen bit? Manitoba? No, I don't fucking know. What is it called again?
Saskatchewan?
It might be. It's actually very, very irrelevant, so,
Winnipeg. Oh, he's from Manitoba.
Yeah. It's funny, there was another Canadian artist called Manitoba, but he was sued or something by another artist called Handsome Dick Manitoba, who was in a late 70s or mid 70s proto-punk band called The Dictators. But he was suing him because he's like, you stole the name Manitoba from me! But that's the name of a fucking...
What?
Yeah, it was total bullshit. I mean, I...
What a Jew.
He is.
Oh.
Yeah, the
Well, Dictators. That explains it.
Yeah, they were like a proto-punk band kind of thing. Yeah, his name is Handsome Dick Manitoba. Richard Blum is his real name.
Oh my god, Dick Blum!
Yeah. So that's a funny little tidbit. I always like think about that sometimes. I'm like, he tried to sue. I don't know if he sued. He did something where Manitoba actually changed his name to Caribou, and that's what he's more famous under now. You know, it's just a little tidbit. Yeah, so you mind if we take a break, Nikkei, and get some water?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Nikkei, on the subject... Oh, I'm recording, by the way. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, Nikkei, on the subject of music, is there anything you've been listening to recently? Like, anything new that...
I've been listening to Hollis.
What's that? Who's that?
It is a prog rock band from Norway. Really funky sound. Great rock music. Yeah, it's nothing like super intellectually stimulating, you know. It's not like you wouldn't call it hipster music or anything like that. It's just fun rock, you know.
Yeah, I've spent like my whole life being the signally hipster guy with the weird obscure shit, so it's not worth it.
I've also been listening to plenty of Christmas music. Because I like Christmas music. It gets me in the mood.
Am I wrong for not liking it anymore?
I think you're a little Scroogey there.
Yeah, I am. I just hear it all day and I just hate it.
You hear it all day?
Well, if you're at a place, if you're at a store and you walk about.
Oh, yeah. And they're playing it constantly. Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to it like that.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, God, fuck yeah, no. Old, fuck that.
Old Latin woman, Latino, or Latina, not Latin. She's not from Latium in in Italy.
Yeah.
Is she like J-Lo? Is she from, like, New York City or something?
I have no idea.
Is she, what's her background? Okay, so her mom is Irish, and her dad is half black, half Afro-Venezuelan.
Mmm. Bad combo.
Yeah, very odd. Very bad combo.
That is like a terrible New World Catholic mix.
Yes. Yeah, I've been...
Don't bang any Afro-Venezuelans, guys. That's...
I don't even know where to find them. I mean, I probably could...
Guyana now.
Yo. So apparently her mom's family was not very happy about her marriage to a half black, half Afro Venezuelan fella. When I say half black, I mean American black, because obviously
I wouldn't, Venezuelan. Yeah, I mean, that's just a nigga.
Yeah. When I say black, I'm meaning in the American context.
Mm-hmm. A spica nigga.
Yeah, I've been listening to the Pogues, actually, because the main singer, Shane McGowan, passed away.
Rest in peace.
And I've always knew about him. I've known about him for a long time because I used to be, you know, when I was a kid and a teenager, I was really into punk rock music. So I've always known about the Pogues, but I never got into them hardcore. But recently I've just been listening just on repeat, just long playlists of all their stuff. And I guess the Irish are just good when you're a little down and listen to something.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know one thing that's interesting about Shane McGowan is that he actually, supposedly he was like some sort of literary genius as a kid or something like that.
Really? He never looked like it.
I know, you wouldn't suspect it, but you know, he wrote all those songs, I guess. But I guess I'll just quote from the Wikipedia just because it's easier. Noted for his precocious interest in literature. By age 11, he was reading authors including Fyodor Dostoevsky and James Joyce.
Wow, impressive.
At age 13, he was among the winners of a literary contest sponsored by the Daily Mirror. And he attended Hummelwood House Preparatory School and won a scholarship to Westminster School, which is a very high, you know, it's a public school, but public school, when you say that in England, that's good. But he was kicked out for selling drugs, I think, and being an alcoholic. So, how did you hear about them? Did you hear them as a kid or something? Because I think
I found them in high school.
Were you on an Irish kick?
One of my professors in high school introduced me,
aka a teacher.
Yeah.
What kind of high school are you going to? You're going to the same one as this guy. You're a private school, public school kid.
Fuck public school.
No, it's funny how in England it's actually like a good thing. Did you know that?
I think I knew that. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, British English is so backwards. They need to speak proper English.
It says they are public in the sense of being open to pupils irrespective of locality, denomination, or paternal trade or profession.
Yeah.
So it's not the same exact thing, but it's kind of like what we would associate, like we would, it has the same status that we associate with private schools here in the States.
Again, they just have it backwards. It's the wrong word. It's literally the opposite word. It's retarded. Again, British English, fix your shit. I don't like this happy Christmas crap. It's Merry Christmas, libtard.
Libtard.
Yeah, we don't say, you know, you're... This is like the happy holidays of the UK's happy Christmas. It's Merry Christmas. I'm not just going to be happy. I'm going to be merry about it. You know, you're not enjoying it enough if you're only happy. You got to have merriment.
You're not a very... You don't have that, like, Nordic... restraint, you know, the English.
I don't, because I'm a real human being.
I'm not.
And real human beings aren't restrained. We're free.
Look at this.
We're passionate and fiery.
Libertine we have here in our midst.
You know, you can have dignity, and you can have a sense of decorum, but I want a Merry Christmas, not a Happy Christmas.
Yeah. So it is Christmas. Happy New Year. Is that who does that one again?
That's John Lennon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. John Lennon. It just sounds too new for him. But I guess it's because I hear it all the time.
And you have
Happy Merry
Yoko's awful voice in that song.
Huh. You know, that's very racist.
Is it? I wish it could be even more racist.
You know, one thing, I'm going to switch to something very random, but yes, we're scraping at the bottom of the barrel of content, but I was in public and I saw this Mexican fella using a gaming headset as his phone headset to talk to somebody. It was funny. I'm just like, this guy is on another level.
Man. I'll never not be surprised by the level of antics they get up to. Yeah. I hope it was one with like the cat ears on top.
No, I wish.
He's like wearing the.
He's waiting the for Disney- his Discord kittens at home.
My Discord kitten.
How do you say my Discord gatos?
My Discord gatitos.
You made me. Shit. Yeah, that's. I even wrote that down. I'm like, I gotta say this on the podcast because why not? Because who does?
You should have tripped him. You should have like got close up to him, put your leg out, and just made him fall face forward.
Yeah, I even saw someone with a big, huge Funko Pop, like bigger than normal, like a supersized one.
Wait, they're just carrying around a Funko Pop in a
shopping center. They're coming back from GameStop or whatever.
Where oh no!
Shit. People actually buy that shit. It's like $150. Just think about this. I mean, people that person that bought that Funko Pop probably doesn't make a lot of money. They could have just like not bought that and got something else useful.
Bro, I think super like
supersized Funko Pop, a Funko Pop,
Funko Pop. what would Foucault say about Funko Pops?
I don't know. He'd be too busy in the bathroom.
He'd try to stick it up his ass.
Yeah.
He's like, this is now a Funko Pop.
Yeah,
it makes me fuck when I pop it in mon ass.
Oh, no, mon dieu. C'est terrible.
The modern capitalism, you keep it in the box, you cannot stick it in your own box.
God damn.
The product is meant to be taken out of its container and inserted into the anus.
To represent the commodification of the anus. I don't know what to say. Because anality controls the anal personality, Freud, anality, something.
The Funko Pop is inherently anal retentive.
Yes, that's what I was getting at.
We could just do this for a living. Pretend to be a French postmodernist.
Yeah,
we could make like a show out of that.
Actually, I'm a poststructuralist. I prefer that term. Actually, I don't
because the structure of my butthole has been destroyed. So I am poststructuralist.
Oh my gosh. What's some other dumb things that people buy besides like a big old Funko Pop? I mean,
to begin?
It's just crazy. I maybe it's because I don't have a lot of money being a recent college grad. Oh, I guess that came out. I'm no longer in university, at least. I mean, Nikkei might be. But,
You're not a student anymore?
No. And being in that transitionary stage, not in that sense, not in the Discord sense, but in the, you know, transitioning part of my life, I don't have much money. I'm just thinking about people, you don't have much money either, and you're wasting it on a big old Funko Pop. How expensive are games now? Are they still like $60 or are they more?
Somehow, yeah, they've been...
like 60.
The industry has managed to keep the price around $60 to this day.
I was surprised to learn that they were also like $60 like in the 90s and the 80s, I think.
I remember during the 2000s, there was a long point when they were like $50.
Yeah, I think I might remember that. Yeah, I remember going to GameStop and getting my PS3. My grandpa bought it for me. It was by the time it was cheaper, when it wasn't like $700 new. You know, when it first came out, everyone was pissed off at the price.
Yeah, I've got... Steam pulled up here. The fresh new games, popular new releases. We've got a lot of hentai games, which are under $10 right now.
We also have a lot of hentai cars. Have you been seeing those recently, or is that just where?
I've seen the hentai cars. Everywhere you go, you parade your hentai fandom.
Yeah. Portable
goon cave. No fucking shame.
It's disgusting.
Hey, you got a gooner shit box, bro.
It's like I remember seeing someone when I was in college, like 4 years ago. I think I might have mentioned it on the podcast. There's some dude with a hentai shirt, and that was kind of odd then, but now it's normal. Straight up hentai.
Yeah, what do you want? I mean, we got a whole bunch of new releases here. We got Peeping Dorm Manager for $9. We got Lewd Gym for $10. we got Sex Spa.
Oh, that's
for $6.19. I was actually expecting to see some real new releases here when I checked Steam, and it's all just bored.
Huh. That's a shocker. Well, actually, not really.
Yeah, it's so easy to churn that shit out. You just pay some loser to draw you like a dozen still images, and then you just slap it together in a visual novel, and bam, free money.
It's like those dating sims back in the day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all over, what is it, E-Bombs World and stuff like that, or what's the other one? Albino Black Sheep or something?
Albino Black Sheep or Newgrounds.
Yeah, Newgrounds. Yeah, that's basically the modern version.
All right, so the only, like, full-priced game I see on new release is Arizona Sunshine 2, which is for sale for $50. So we're down $10.
Huh.
Hell yeah.
Another thing
is... So the game is still doing good in terms of price point.
Yeah, and people are still playing Skyrim after 12 years.
There's been a lot of Skyrim playthrough in my household recently. I mean, I think once winter rolls around, there's an inherent desire to play Skyrim again. Like, once the temperatures start to fall and the nights come earlier and during your waking hours, the need to play Skyrim again, it just comes back. It's a perennial occurrence.
Yeah, I might even have to do that. I yeah.
Just seeing, like, I recently, like, spent a good hour watching this mod showcase for Skyrim on YouTube. And, like, the things people have done with the graphics, I mean, this is all old news, but they still keep getting better, man. They still keep coming out with cooler and cooler shit that you can do to Skyrim. It's just really now the standard for what a game can be. And apparently what a game can be is something re-released every fucking year.
Yeah, we're stuck in this loop. And we can't get out of it. CSGO, I mean, I know they have a new CS, Counter-Strike, I think, actually, but for the longest time, it was CSGO, Minecraft.
They've
Minecraft,
got a new Counter-Strike?
I think they do. I don't know if it's released yet. I don't really. CSGO, I don't know what it's called. Doing some live research here. It's called Counter-Strike 2. Release September 27th, 2023.
What? Counter-Strike 2 is not a new game. Is it a remaster?
No, it's Counter-Strike 2. This is what they called it. Using the new Source engine or some shit? I don't know.
Uh-huh. I wonder... Wait. This said this came out in 2012.
Counter-Strike 2?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You're right now.
At CSGO.
I'm looking at Counter-Strike 2 on Steam. It says release date August 21st, 2012.
Oh, well, I think maybe it's like CSGO, like, morphed into it. Something weird. Because that's when CSGO came out.
One of my friends has 429 hours on record and says, I'd kill myself instead of playing this. Well, I'm glad you're still alive, even though you've played it for hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
One of the reviews here is just chicken shawarma.
Mm.
It's a recipe. It's a full recipe for chicken shawarma.
Yeah, that sounds good. I didn't know that CSGO players were big Mediterranean food lovers.
There's a big overlap. You would be surprised.
Yeah, are Russians still playing CS 1.6 or whatever it's called? The old 90s one?
They're playing it in real life, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
They've been playing it in real life for over a year now. Yeah,
that was their update. That was their version of an update.
Yes.
The
Donbass update.
They didn't even go through Counter-Strike Source, you know. They just went straight to that. Yeah.
You know, you go to Ukraine and you see like a pink and purple checkerboard tank rolling because you don't have the texture downloaded.
Of the server.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
No hiding that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how much replay value a lot of these games, I guess, have, because...
Well, what have you been playing lately? You buy any new games lately?
Fuck no. Or, actually, yes, kind of. There's a game called Valheim.
Oh, yeah. Never played it, but a lot of my friends did.
Yeah, it's like a Viking version of Minecraft, kind of Skyrim-esque.
It's like Viking Rust, ain't it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know the other games. I just know the games that my friends will buy and say you should play with us. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm very ignorant of what goes on in the gaming world. I think it is like Rust, because he said, yeah, it's like Rust. I'm like, what? Okay. I don't know what that is, but we'll play it. You mean the programming language? Rust? Oh, no. Okay.
I got back into Total War Medieval 2. I've been playing that lately. I just play old games, man. The newest game I have is Victoria 3. And God.
When did that come out?
Came out last year.
Oh.
But, bro, it is just, it's not the same as Victoria 2, which is still my favorite game.
Do you have a lot of hours in that or something?
Dude, I have a lot of fucking hours in Victoria 2. I have lived an entire lifetime in Victoria 2.
Could have done something else productive, my guy.
I would rather reform the Byzantine Empire again.
You've done enough. You do enough outside of gaming. Some people don't do anything else outside of gaming.
Yeah. Bannerlord, still good, you know. But nothing this year that really got me to play. You know anyone who played Baldur's Gate 3?
Nope. Sounds kind of familiar.
I think that one took a big gaming award, Game of the Year. But,
Baldur's Gate?
Didn't touch it.
Yeah, I don't...
Everything like that comes out these days, the first thing I hear about it is just, you know, what gay shit they've inserted into the game. I'm like, yeah, not even going to try it. I don't care if it's good. If it's, like, got cringe bullshit involved in the game.
They got a nigga in the game. It's like a medieval...
A nigga?
That's what it looks like in Baldur's Gate. Look at the cover art on the wiki page. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
There is a nigga.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah. Game of the Year at the Joystick Awards.
We don't even use joysticks anymore. Update your title. Well, I guess a joystick would still be on a PS, whatever they're on, PS5, something. What are they on? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Yeah, I'm just going to, I just take breaks from Minecraft when it gets boring and wait a year and then go back to it when it's fun again. And
that really just is the game cycle for the dejected gamer of the current year.
Yeah, I'm not a hardcore gamer. I don't really care for gaming so much. I just...
disaffected gamer.
I guess I was a former gamer. I was a gamer at one point, but that was a long time ago. It really was.
What would it take for you to get back into spending, you know, a couple hours every day gaming again?
Honestly, I don't know. It would just have to be random. I don't know what would cause. I couldn't tell you. The things that have caused me to play recently have always been someone else. It's like, hey, we should do something online. other than that, if I'm not socializing with someone through like Discord or some sort of service like that, that I'm not going to be playing a video game.
The guy grooming you is like, hey, yeah. You need to play Apex Legends again.
Grooming my hair because it's messy right now. He's got to really use that brush. Yeah, that's another popular one. Apex, I played that, actually.
Never even tried it. Never will.
It's probably the most normie game out there, and I've played it. It's just very,
You didn't actually stoop to playing Overwatch, did you?
I will plead the fifth.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, it's so over. My friends are playing that game, and they're like, hey, you should join us. I'm like, what's Overwatch? Is this like a gay game or something? I don't know.
It's so Overwatch.
They have like Overwatch 2 or whatever, but it's like not even a new game. It's like basically the equivalent of an update.
Just new maps.
Yeah, it's retarded. And the game's fine, I guess, but it's nothing like Bad Company 2. Battlefield Bad Company 2. That game was like the last good online game that I played. Where I was like, whoa, that was so long ago. That was like Xbox 360 days. Did you play that?
Sorry, which game?
Bad Company 2. Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's my favorite Battlefield.
Yeah.
I fucking love that game.
Yeah, I...
Just going around, like, in the medic class.
Zapping.
It had such a great loadout where, you know, because the medic was given heavy weapons... You can both revive players and just, like, completely destroy niggas with ease. And, oh, man, playing on, like, Arica Harbor or Atacama Desert.
You
fucking A.
Man, you even remember the names of the maps.
Oh, I played the shit out of that game.
Yeah, that game was great. I liked the sniper. Just being able
Fag, gay.
Just like you could, it was, you know, you actually had to aim, like you had to take gravity into consideration, which was kind of new at the time. I felt maybe it wasn't, but compared to Call of Duty, at least, you know, you could be like on the other side of the map, and these maps were huge. It was just mind blowing for me coming from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah,
it was just like whoa, and I eventually even like got into quick scoping on Bad Company 2. Is that still a thing? Quickscope?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure most games are designed around it now.
Do they have, like, clans still? Oh, they probably have so much of that.
Yeah, it's now so commodified, like...
It's actually crazy when I think about
it. Like, clans are just profitable businesses now.
Yeah, they're
MLG teams and such, like, just making money off of sponsorships.
Oh, man, that's just crazy. And I think that would be so boring, too, that's all you do in life is you're a gamer. You can get paid for it, I suppose, but I feel like after a while, your use value is going to go down. You're not going to, you know, people are not going to really care about you after a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you were hyped up for so long, and you had fame, and all of a sudden, nothing. The void. More video games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is there like a new Call of Duty out?
Oh yeah, my neighbor's been playing the hell out of it. It's not even a new game, it's a remake of the old one.
Is it the remake of Modern Warfare 2?
It's a remake of Modern Warfare 2, dude.
See, it's Modern Warfare 2. Because I loved Modern Warfare 2, but I was also young when I played it, so I have nostalgia connected to it.
Yeah, it was fun like playing it as a child, but like... Come on, are we really going to do this shit again?
Oh my god. Coming back from like, you know...
I'd rather just play the original.
In 2010 or 9 and going online, talking shit, and it was a good time. I was young. Not a care in the world. Well, I did have some cares, but it had some worries. And I think COD 4 was better than Modern Warfare 2. That's like the true patrician take. But... If you consider a Call of Duty fan patrician, which you probably don't, people scoff.
Very normal tier.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, November 10th, 2023, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 was released, mostly negative on Steam.
Didn't they do that like 6 years ago too?
I can't even keep track anymore, bro. There's like a point where Call of Duty really jumped the shark, and they had fucking like jetpack enhanced fucking parkour involved in the game. What it's like, bro, this is not the same fucking game. This is something like way worse.
Well, they had Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered in 2016. But I think that's COD 4 Remastered. It's just COD 4, but in better graphics. So
COD 4 was so good.
Yeah, that was really good. I can't believe that was 2007.
We had a good run, man.
You know, it's over. Was really ghetto if you had Wii version of Modern Warfare. You was really ghetto.
Oh man, yeah. There was some broke ass niggas playing Call of Duty on the Wii. I don't think I ever knew a white person who played like Modern Warfare on Black Ops. Black Ops on the Wii. I think there was like a concerted effort by the gaming industry to keep like Mexican children off their normal servers by creating a version of Black Ops that was on the Wii.
Yeah, that was, I think I knew some kid who recorded a Modern Warfare 2 or whatever, one of the Wii versions of either COD 4 or Modern Warfare 2. It was a montage, and it had like Eminem playing, and it was like him recording his screen. And it's on his Wii, fucking playing COD, whatever, Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, it's a retard bait to filter them out from the rest of the servers.
Yeah, I was going to say Nintendo's in pretty shit, but I guess people do play the Switch or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe not in our community.
No, I think Nintendo still is like heavily focused on the younger demographic. And, you know, watching the most recent Super Mario video game, you know, it looks very, like, aged down.
Yeah, for, like, little kids.
The rest of them, you know, adults, you can stick to Super Mario level editor playing, like, these stupid speedrun button memorization levels.
Yeah, again, you could have memorized something else, like,
instead, you figured out the one correct way that you can finish this level.
Yeah, for internet.
Congrats.
For a little bit that don't last forever. Yeah.
Well, do you want to call it?
Yeah, I think we'll put a bookmark here. It was nice to have you guys listening to our podcast. It was an honor.
Yeah, thank you all for listening, and please leave us your comments.
We
love reading them.
We love reading them, and if anything interesting happens, maybe I'll try to prep for something that's not just, you know, us shitting on the mic.
Nah, people love this.
No, I... Anyways, thank you guys for listening. My name is Anglo, and with me I have Nikkei.
See you next time.
See you next time.